Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Terso, and I'm here with Cameron Black of the Swiftly team app. And Cameron is a returning summit panelist. Cameron was part of our Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit back in May, and now is going to be joining us for the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit on July 12th. So Cameron, for those that don't know you, will you tell everybody a little bit about who you are?
Sure. Thank you, Elaine. Hello, guys. So my name is Cameron. I'm the CEO and founder of Swiftly. Swiftly is a 24-hour on-demand concierge app. We give you anything and anything that you require 24 hours a day. I'm also the founder and host of the Entree podcast. So if you ever want to come on the show, do let me know as well.
Very cool. So one of the things I know that you do is provide that kind of concierge service, right? So which is all focused on the customer experience. But the other thing I know is that you have a team that is helping you. And I'm wondering if you can speak to what that's like. How did you train your team to be focused on providing amazing customer experience?
Excellent. So, you know, it goes back to one of the things I mentioned to you when we first met is everybody that I interviewed to join our team in this rendition, it was important for us to understand that they were rowing the boat in the same direction. And I always go back to the British rowing team analogy as if anything that they did before they won, they asked themselves the question, would it make the boat go faster? So if you were to join our team or if you want to join our team, I'll ask you that question is, what impact and what change do you bring to help us get to the finish line quicker? And what's most important is if you understand that we work together as a team and we play together and we win together, that's the first part of the pillar. The second part is, are you customer focused? And then the third part is, are you customer obsessed? So once you can become customer obsessed and actually put yourself in the shoes of the user, everything else moves smoothly thereafter.
So tell me about being customer obsessed. What does that mean to you and how have you integrated that into your business?
I mean, concierge, we all use concierge services in hotels or within our booking.com apps or whatever it be. And we all know what it's like when you're going to check in, let's use an example as a hotel, and they can't find your reservation or they've given you a room right at the back or by the front of the lift. Then everybody keeps banging their luggage on your door. Right. Now, ordinarily, the hotels, some of them will tell you, well, we can't do anything about it. We're very sorry. We're fully booked, etc. You know, there's no discount provided to you or whatever it be, right? No compensation, no way to make you feel welcome or worthy at all. Well, what we do here within our business is we provide a service where we go from ordering your groceries for you to helping you get tickets to an event. Now, if your groceries arrive and you're not happy with those pears or those lemons, that's fine. Keep them. We'll bring you new ones. Tell us which ones you want. You know, whether you want ripe or unripened. So we really, when I talk about being customer obsessed, it's about putting you as the as myself as a founder in that customer's shoes. Me or the team putting themselves in the user's shoes. What would we want if we were that individual? Because you get what you pay for, and nobody wants to pay for, you know, sour lemons, as they say.
Right. Yeah. So One of the things that I love about, you know, what you're doing is that you are a world traveler, right? And so you're in London and then you're in Arizona and then you're here and you're there. How are you keeping all of the shit together? Like, for real, like, how are you managing all of that in your business?
It is back to the beginning again, is once you realize you're all rowing in the same direction, you know, internally, right? Mm-hmm. There's the levels of trust within the team. Everybody knows where they need to be, you know, just like the football team or the rowing team. And so if I'm out for 16 hours, nothing's going to fall apart. But at the same time, we have a standard, and the standard is that expectation. When Elaine picks up the phone and calls me, she knows exactly what she's going to get. If I'm not available, they know exactly what Elaine needs and exactly what should be delivered. And that's what our service is all about. And that's what customer experience is all about. You know, and so when I get on the plane, like, if you're a great example, I flew into Phoenix 3 weeks ago and the bed was broken. Problems. there's no bed on the plane, right? But for me, that wasn't an issue. They offered to manually recline it and unrecline it. They didn't have to do that. I was quite happy to do it myself, but it was a good experience because I had managed to catch, you know, sleep and then get off the plane and get on with the day. That is an experience. Had I got on a plane, they said, well, sir, your bed's broken, you can't even recline it, and you've got to sit on this plane for 12, 13 hours. Mm. Sorry, that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
So you've always got to understand that we're in the service industry, no matter what you do, whether you're police, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're medical, whether you do, food, fast food. So you have to always understand that, treat people as you want to be treated, but also extra mile. And when we started Swiftly here in England, the reason why we ramped up so quickly was we literally did what the customer wanted to do, even if it meant bending over backwards just to get it done, right?
Yeah.
3 a.m. mornings to 4 a.m. mornings, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. That's what we've built our business on, just being obsessed with the customer, making sure Elaine's happy, making sure that all her errands are done, making sure we remember her birthday, making sure we know that she likes, cheese in her eggs if we order it, making sure that we know when she's coming home. So we might just send you a note, a card, just to say, hey, hope you had a wonderful day. Don't forget about us. That experience is like, oh, that's a great company. They value their customers, and then rewarding you with other kickbacks as well, whether it be credits, whether it be experiences, whether you're in another country and we give you a recommendation or a free guided tour. I mean, you was in Paris recently. We didn't catch up with you, but next time we will. But just these small things here speak so much more volumes, especially when you're a small business, because you need those recommendations and referrals to help you get to the next level.
Abso-frickin-lutely. I loved what you said. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you are having a human interaction with another person, you literally can make or break that interaction, right? Just by your tone, your attitude, whatever. And I think we forget sometimes that without clients and customers, and whether they're a patient, whether they're whatever, you would not have a job if it wasn't for them, right?
Right.
It all intertwines together. And I think sometimes we forget that other people have bad days. Other people are going through some stuff. And sometimes our bad attitude is a reflection of maybe what's going on at home, right? And so I'm wondering if you have any guidance or suggestion of what do you do when you may not be on the receiving end of a pleasant customer experience.
You got to emphasize. You really have to emphasize. You really got to kind of understand where they're coming from. As you said, they could be having a bad day, a real bad day, and they just need to get that out, right? And once they've got that out, you can then go back in and, in sales, we call it the reclose, right? So they've said what they wanted to say. They've ranted as much as they can. Okay, that's great, but thank you very much. This is how we can do it for you. Or turn and offer them options. Make them feel that you are trying to help. Every step of the way, it's so important. And I'll tell you, I went to rent a car a few months ago at Avis. I walked in and if it's preferred, was close. I walked into the desk and there was a couple. They had a baby and they said, we have been sat here for 4 hours and our baby hasn't eaten and our car's not ready. Meanwhile, I bought my car 15 minutes ago and I'm picking it up and I'm thinking, what on earth is going on here, right? Yeah. 15 minutes versus 4 hours. How's that? Like, their car's not ready, but mine is. Yeah. What sort of privilege do I have versus a couple with a baby, you know, in a carry cot? But then the husband continued to sort of like rant and just give it, you know, all of the verbiage. And I stood at the desk and I watched and I said, well, hey, you know, after they had left, I said, it's really easy. All you got to do is just listen and ask them exactly what they want. If it meant them having to go home and then you delivering the car to them, that's fine. They don't need to be there for 4 hours. And I'm not trying to badmouth Avis, by the way, by saying this, but it's actually a true experience which was witnessed, is if that was us, we'll tell you to go away and we'll bring it to you, right? Because that's the level of service. That's the customer obsession. That's the customer experience. Mm-hmm. So now they leave their location and they go back home to their hometown and be like, that experience there was awful. We'll never use this service again.
Right.
And really want to avoid that. You know, bad feedback sometimes is good, but when you have those experiences there, 9 times out of 10, a customer like myself who consistently travels, I might read that review and be like, well, if they can do that to them, they could do that to anybody.
Right.
You lose good business.
Yeah. So you mentioned something that I'm so glad you brought up is, you know, when you can get that constructive or negative feedback, what do you do with that in order to realize, have the awareness that you may need to make a change in how you run your business?
If you have the opportunity, talk to your customer, meet with your customer, sit with them, get that feedback, ask them exactly what they feel you guys could have done better. You know, what you should do better, and really take that back to your team if you have a bigger team, and really try and implement as much of that as possible, because ultimately we don't have a business unless we have these customers. They are our business, period. So if the customer wants, you know, cheese on their eggs, if you order cheese on their eggs, or they want you to pick up their dry cleaning at 4 a.m. instead of 5 a.m., that's what's going to happen, because it means them catching their flight or not. Experiences is always what brings people back. And that's what we must always understand, and just be obsessed with our customer and don't feel like, well, they act or behave or feel entitled. We're always going to get that sometimes, you know, be having a bad day, you might be, and give off bad energy. But to be honest, in business, nothing is personal. It's a straight transaction and it's all about experiences all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am so glad to have you back again as a panelist on our summit. Love having you. You always bring such a great perspective to it. And so thank you so much for coming and sharing and giving us a little taste test of what we can expect at the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit on July 12th. So thank you, Cameron, for stopping by and chatting with me today.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you guys later. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at ElaineTurso.com.